There's no way that I can't.
There's no way that I can't listen to the Kurgan tracks and not jam out. They're just too good. Just too good. Dr. Danzig is here and says, that's the face for this music. Dr. Danzig doesn't sound like that, but he does have a good voice. He has a nice deep voice. Dr. Danzig, by the way, also does, he is back, like he's back, baby. He's back. You can follow Dr. Danzig here on Twitch and watch him play toilet trash tier games, also known as Soulsborne games. You can watch him play some Dark Souls and die a lot because games suck. But Dr. Danzig doesn't suck. He rules. And I would urge you when you get into his channel, you type exclamation mark Thursday to talk about people so you can hear about people walking around with all that ass. King Dinosaur's here, intoxicated on Dracula wine. Red wine? Or is it... Krista's here with some Who Loves You Baby, You're Beautiful, and some frogs. I love the happy frogs. I am surprised no one has used... I should have fucked it up. I'm going to delete that comment. Oops. Hurry up. Let me get in there so I can erase my own comment. The fish. How did that not show up? I thought it was Sabaping. I could have sworn. Unless I fucked it up and it's the wrong cat. It's the wrong... maybe it was the wrong case. Yeah. Apparently you got to be super specific. Gaming Retirement Home says, dude, what happened to your hair? You mean this? I had to get rid of it so that I could do bald head rubbing ASMR. Shh, shh, shh. Yeah, just let the tension flow. That's good, that's good. See, now you're at peace. Now you're totally relaxed. You can enjoy whatever drink, whether it's Dracula wine, or in this case, premium vodka, or whatever you wish. Maybe it's a coffee. Maybe it's just a refreshing glass of water. Or if you're Bear Grylls, it could be your own piss. Whatever you like, you can just enjoy that now. You're here. It's time for a nightcap. Another busy day is over, and we can just chill. Let's see. Black Cat was finishing adding weird info into the computer. What? What the fuck are you talking about?
I know. It was like, what's your social security number and your bank account? And I was like, I guess if it's a computer, your computer is lying and it needs it. So I gave it to him. And now I wait for the magic happen. Is it something about if I do that and I buy some Steam gift cards and send the code over, this rich Indian prince is gonna send me all this cash.
Holy shit. Also, if you have not followed, if you are a person of culture, and I imagine you are if you're here on this show, you will also absolutely want to check out Gaming Retirement Home. He's got a certain old man crust to him that is very reminiscent of my old man crust. So certainly stop by and check out Gaming Retirement Home. Fantastic individual. Streams are a lot of fun. Tells some really good, if not fairly heavy stories, but some great stories. Good to see you all here tonight. Hope you're all doing well. What I did today is I went on a little bit of an adventure. to a town here in Arizona, and I'll get maybe more into the history of that on a different show. Goldfield, Arizona, it is a ghost town. And it isn't even so much that it's a ghost town because it's haunted, although it is apparently reputed to be haunted, but an actual ghost town in that that little town, people had found gold in the hills. And as they were digging that gold, surface mining, at some point, an investor from Colorado who brought his fancy schmancy mining techniques came there, and he, and I think, I can't remember if he was Mormon, but they basically hired this huge group, and they started truly mining, drilling, blasting, and they were extracting lots and lots of gold from the surrounding mines in the area. And that town quickly grew, and for the time grew to 1,500, I think, people or something like that. You know, and they had all the little Western amenities, barbershop, apothecary, saloons, bordello, all that sort of shit. What happened to the town, though, and the reason why it turned into a ghost town, is after about 5 years, when those miners were continuing to mine deeper for more of the ore, they hit the aquifer, and an underground lake basically started spreading out all into the mine. They tried their best, but they could not stop the water. And that pretty much doomed and ruined it. They tried several other locations, but at that point, they all were hitting water and starting to flood everywhere. And they basically killed the town. It dwindled back down into nothing after even having its own post office and being, I believe, registered as a city or charter. I think possibly even before Arizona. Yeah, that was before Arizona was a state. And once the water hit and the mines really couldn't produce much anymore, the town dried up. People started leaving in droves, and eventually it became a ghost town. Kind of nothing left. And it was only later on in the interest of, I believe, history that they kind of built things back up. There were some folks, I think, that bought rights, mining rights, to one of the little pits over there and pulled out quite a bit of gold. I think they had to revert to some less aggressive techniques. But anyway, went on a tour there today. And so we were able to take a little train ride around outside of the village and see some beautiful mountains, some beautiful desert, desertscape. It was a perfect day. It wasn't super hot. Blue sky, some lazy, fluffy clouds, beautiful mountains in the background. And then we did a tour and went down into the mine. So we took the elevator shaft down into the mine and got a little bit of a tour on what some of the mining conditions were like and some of the equipment that they used. And one part that I was very excited for doing during the tour is she lights this little animal tallow candle, and then says, at the time, this was mostly, you know, early on what they had for light. You know, there was no electricity or anything running down there. So this is mostly what they had for light before they got like carbide lanterns. And so she says, all right, you know, nobody panic, but we're going to turn the lights off. So she turns the lights off, and yeah, there is no complete darkness like the darkness of being down under the earth. Literally pitch black. Even with this candle in the distance, it is so dark. You cannot see your hand in front of your face. So that was fun. It was fun. Did, you know, some bumping around the town. I bought a fantastic Western hat to wear with my Western suit. And I was also very interested in looking for a masculine turquoise ring, and I found one. I found a very, very cool looking turquoise ring. I had some ice cream and had some food and that sort of stuff. So it was a nice day, but by the time you walk around and do that in the sun and the heat and take a motorcycle ride home, it's about 45 minutes one way. So did some good motorcycle riding today. By the time you got all done with that, it's like, whew, time for dinner. I'm a little bit wiped, but did kind of refresh myself. And they decided, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go ahead and do a nightcap. I could use a little bit of a drink and settle down here. And we have a potential for two options for you guys coming up. Okay, so let's get back a little bit to the chat. Black Cat was working on her murder scrapbook. You're welcome to wander into the facility anytime. Let's see. Gaming Retirement Home got his Wily Wallaby classic black gourmet licorice. Just, oh, you're gonna try it? Are you gonna try it on stream? I kind of want you to try it on stream, even though I might not be there because I have a wedding to go to tomorrow. But I can't wait for your review of the Wily Wallaby. Krista was going to get some of the red ones. You know, maybe. Drinking tonight, what was the name of this? Pinnacle something vodka. It's a six-time distilled vodka. It's pretty clear. It's just a tiny little bit of a vanilla nose to it. Didn't want anything super heavy because, again, I have to get up and go to a wedding tomorrow. But just vodka in an ice ball. That's it. Glass of vodka in an ice ball. Keeping it simple. Nothing super special. Black Cat dug through the junk piles in Elma, Colorado about 30 years ago before everyone had toured ghost towns. Found lots of coat hooks and doorknobs to sell. Actually, that's pretty lucrative shit. It's pretty lucrative stuff. I would look great in a nudie suit. King Dinosaur, you get to see him in a nudie suit when we get to see you in your leather short hot pants. You down? That's the trade. That's the deal, sir. One for one. Yeah, the turquoise rings. Yeah, I finally found one. I finally found one, and it's just about the perfect size. Maybe a tiny little hint smidgen too big, but I feel like you can't really get perfect with that because my, you know, when I go out in the sun, go into the air conditioning back and forth, it's crazy how much that actually affects my skin and how big my knuckles and fingers will either swell up or shrink. Fell a part of an old beaver trap once and an old pitchfork. They sold pretty good. Usually when I go out hunting for beaver trap, I like to use my pitchfork. If you know what I mean, and I think you do. And banned. And he's banned. By the way, Gaming Retirement Home, you missed, what was it, a week or so ago? Actually, maybe you were here. We were firing through those retro games. And by the way, King Dinosaur, we have a special thing for you next time. We did, with Reverend Master's help and Krista's persistence, we did find and get running Pole Position. Takes a little bit of some work to get it, but I did find and get Pole Position running. So at some point, I will honor your request. The next time I do some retro games, we will play some Pole Position. What did I play? I think we played Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Played Super Mario RPG. What else do you play? We played this really weird, nonsensical game for the Sega Master System that was just fucking trash. What else did we play? We didn't play Growl. Jesus, I can barely remember yesterday. But we did play some shit. Super Mario RPG. Well, it was a request. So I had to redeem for request a game, and I had to alter it to include no RPGs after somebody requested an RPG. So the next time that comes around, you cannot request an RPG. Request denied. But yeah, we're looking for just, you know, older arcade, you know, 8-bit style games, just fuck around with while we chatted a little bit. There's way too much text. They take too long to, like, you're watching, like, anything where you're sitting and watching all these cutscenes. I can barely stand to watch a cutscene as the player of a game these days, let alone somebody who's watching a stream and watching somebody else watch a cutscene. The whole, I remember back in the day when they introduced full motion video into shit like that. I remember walking to a store and there's some kid and he was like,
"Hey, what sort of games do you recommend?"
And I was like, "Oh, it's, you know, it was Breath of Fire 3 or something." I was like, "Oh, it's really good.
Does it have a lot of the full motion videos, FMVs?"
I want to say, if you want to watch a movie, kid, why don't you just go rent a fucking movie? They're shit. They aren't even good fucking movies. As a matter of fact, if you went back to 8-bit NES style, you could probably tell most of the same stories with about 99% less of the text. So let me run around and smash a bunch of shit. I don't want to sit here and read a book. I could go read a book if I want to just read a book. God damn it. King Dinosaur also would request Joust at some point, the premium ostrich egg kicking and smashing game. Classic. JHR is not going to be able to resist playing the Super Mario RPG remake, though. It comes out in 3 weeks. Is that like they're doing it for Switch? Can go to a jewelry store or Walmart to get a space. That's the thing. The spacer, it would have to be such a thin spacer. I'm talking like it's just a very teeny tiny little bit too big. I don't think I'm going to mess with it. I'm just going to pound my hand with a hammer and let it swell up, and then I'll be the right size. I feel like that's the more appropriate response. Just smash my hand. So, yes, we have this, okay? We can do, there's two ways we can go about this. So, I have my favorite. Oh, God damn it. Quit hitting the microphone, you bald asshole. My favorite leather care cleaning kit, which is by a brand called Apple, even though I hate Apple, the computer company, and all of their devices and everything that they do or ever will do or have done. I have my Apple Care leather kit because I need to, for the wedding tomorrow, clean these here Texas boots. It's just a little piece of shit. I need to clean these here Texas boots. And while I'm at it, I'm also going to clean my Ironhide boots. So we can do that one of two ways. Either you can enjoy some ASMR cloth rubbing boot cleaning, and or while I'm cleaning my boots, we can watch some Mr. Wizard because we haven't done a Mr. Wizard in a while. Thanks for the boots comment. I really like the cowboy boots. Those were made in Mexico. They were like $90. Best pair of cowboy boots I ever had. Take the crappy insoles out, put a good pair of insoles. I have the Ariat work duty insoles in there. Fucking amazing. Walked around that mining town shit all day today. No problem. No problem at all. And by the way, if you ever do decide to go to a desert area, don't wear heels. Don't wear heels. There was somebody there, not in our group, that had heels. And then eventually she had to go into a gift store and buy, like, I don't know, some pair of shitty flip-flops or something. It's like, what were you thinking? This is not the time or territory for heels. You're not on Park Avenue. You're out in the desert. Cannot wear heels. Spit shine them? No, I'm going to use an actual cleaner and conditioner, but appreciate the recommendation. Cheers. All right, I'm going to do this. We're going to put this on the screen. Where is it? We're going to do a poll. We're going to create a new poll. Boot clean options. Talking / ASMR cleaning sounds or Mr. Wizard cleaning. You have 5 minutes to decide what sort of boot cleaning experience you would like. Either you can have Mr. Wizard on in the background, or you can just have me put the boot right next to the microphone and listen to some cloth rubbing sounds, which I know probably annoy the piss out of some people, but too bad. Whatever the poll says, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, this is going on. I did a super stupid move. Right, so when you go to put gas in your car, right, do the little drippy jiggle to get the gas drips off before you put it in the tank. Well, I normally do that and be extra careful about it when I'm filling up my bike. So I go to do that today. I shook it a little bit, and I swear there are no drops coming out. And then as soon as I turned it over and started moving it towards the gas tank, this giant, like, of gas came out and dumped all over my fucking bike and made a mess. And I'm like, you got to be shitting me. So then I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So I put the nozzle on the gas tank. This thing had, like, pressure washer gas pressure. It immediately sprayed up and out of the tank and ran all over the... ran out all over the fucking tank. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to splash some of the little cleaner fluid that they have in the windshield wiper tank. I had to wash that when I get home. So, and I have to do a polish job with that. The poll is there. It's here. I'm telling you, the poll is there. Current options, boot clean. Talking ASMR cleaner, I'm going to vote. There, look, I even just voted. They may have moved it. It's probably either at the top of the chat, maybe at the top of the chat window, maybe down on the side. It's there somewhere. It's there somewhere. You'll find it. Hunt around. It's a game. It's a video game. You get a free video game. Find the poll on the goddamn Twitch app. But yeah, I made a huge fucking mess. So then I had to, after I got home and was all tired with that. Now, granted, this looks a little different for me than it does Chew. Come on. See, it's right here. Look at it. I don't know what else to tell you. Pressing every button! Just button mash. The Coney points aren't there. The Coney points are gone. They are temporarily turned off. So if you're looking for Coney points, you will not find them. But the poll should still be there. I mean, ultimately, I guess if you don't vote, it's just going to win with Mr. Wizard in cleaning, and that's what we'll do. Unfortunately, no what else to tell you. Fucking thing sucks! So yeah, I had to wash that and clean all that shit up. Got everything else set for this wedding tomorrow. Had that pressed at a dry cleaner because I don't own an iron. Does anybody iron their clothes anymore? Do you know anybody that still like really does that? I'm curious. If you do, hats off to you. I mean, a nicely crisped ironed shirt is nice, but most of the stuff I feel like is either wrinkle-free nowadays, or if you're me and you're a fucking sweaty bald man, you just wear tank tops all the time, and it's like, I'm not going to iron a tank top. Remember when people used to iron their jeans? You remember that shit? Who fucking does that? Who irons a pair of jeans? King Dinosaur did. He ironed a shirt for the first time in years the other day. Did you use the, what is it, magic sanitizing or whatever thing? What's that spray? You like spray that like spray on there? It's like to prevent burning holes in your clothes and is also like a starching agent or something. Steamers work better if you need it, but I don't iron anything. Laundry takes long enough and is a pain in the ass enough on its own to not then have to go iron all of your clothes. How do people ever get anything done? How do they ever have any time in the day to do shit? Between doing laundry and eating and dishes and working out and everything else they have to fucking do, how would you ever have a 5 minutes of peace or 80 minutes to watch Don Doler's Night Beast? which if Dr. Danzig is still here, I'm sure he loves. I wouldn't even know how to use an iron anymore. I only used one to straighten my hair back when. I mean, you have to be careful with them because you can totally burn holes right through your fucking clothes. So you actually do have to watch out for that. You just use the water spray thing. See, I'm with sort of Black Cat. Like, you can use a steamer. You can just kind of hang them up and just steam them a little bit, and like the wrinkles kind of come out. Used to be you had to iron before permanent press.
Hey, Mom's ironing the sheets.
Why? But why? I remember my mama ironing sheets. And now that I'm thinking back to it, it's like... Don Doler did rule. And for as much of a little bit of a discombobulated mess that movie is, it's fantastic. Gaming retirement home has to jump. It's going to go out and do some family time. Always a good thing. Love families. Families are important. But it is good to see you too. Talk again next time. Cheers to you and your family. Hope you have a great rest of your evening. Yeah, seriously. I don't know why you guys couldn't find the poll option. That's weird. Jess, channel points are currently deactivated. So it looks like we're going to do Mr. Wizard and shoe cleaning. And because of the length of those episodes, and because I already basically gave you a rundown of everything that's going on with me currently, let's go ahead and jump into that. So we'll take the little podcast beep. So while we have the Mr. Wizard running, you'll still hear me talking, but I am going to clean my boots and condition them up in the background. So if you hear some strange sounds, you know what that is. So let's go ahead and get this maximized for your enjoyment. I'm gonna switch over there and you're gonna move this up. And then let's size that down like such and collapse that over a little bit and collapse that over a little bit and collapse this up a little bit and collapse that down a little bit. And that should be about maximum-ish size. Meow the cat is here. Kato is awake and putting myself in lurk mode. Need to decide to side with goblins or druids. The answer is goblins. It's always goblins. Always side with goblins.
Me!
And make sure to drop your support, as always, for Meow the Cat. Meow the Cat is fantastic. 1v1 so far. Well, everybody in here, you gotta tell Meow the Cat whatever choice you wish. I'm not... Don't let me influence you. My vote is for goblins, but I think you should all either type goblin or druid or either just G or D so that Meow the Cat has some outside voting assistance because I think he needs it. Chris is there. Goblins all the way. King Dinosaur is on team goblin. I would be hard-pressed to think that Black Cat's Poppy would choose goblin, but I also know she loves druids. So that could actually be a tough choice for her. It could be a tough choice for the Black Cat. She's probably like,
I don't give a shit, just put the fucking Mr. Wizard on.
Goblin or druid? Sorry, druid. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to make fun of you for your choice, even though it's the wrong one. But, you know, everybody has their tastes, even if they're terrible. All right, we're going to kick this Mr. Wizard off. So, ready on the edge of your seats for this, and away we go.
Jason, your dad told me you and he have launched a lot of rockets.
Well, we've launched quite a few, yeah.
Well, I understand the scientific principle, but I certainly haven't been checked out in practical rocketry. So what goes on with this one?
Well, I'll start on the inside.
Okay.
First of all, this is the engine, mm-hmm. the brown part on the bottom. And what that is that's what actually propels the rocket.
Yeah,
and first of all, right down here on the bottom, like right on the inside here, is a clay nozzle. So,
which you don't want to burn.
No, that won't burn. And what that does is that kind of directs the
firing
stuff.
The actual firing.
Yeah, right.
In other words, you're
going to
burn
it out.
And all this black, this stuff inside, which is now takes up this space, is now going to change to a gas, fire out through that clay part.
Right.
And that makes the rocket go. Okay.
Right. On top of the propellant, that's the stuff that
that's
makes
the section
it go
right
off.
Here.
Right in here is mm-hmm. called an ejection charge. And that explodes and fires the parachute
upward
out.
This way.
Right.
Ah, I see. That yellow thing is the parachute in there,
right.
all crumpled up? Okay.
Yeah. Now, right here, you see some crumpled up kind of Kleenex type mm-hmm. stuff. That's called the recovery wadding. That's just to keep the
parachute from actually pretty knowledgeable.
The ejection charge is very, very hot.
Okay, so that's going to explode and fire and prevent the parachute from burning, but meanwhile, the parachute goes out.
Right.
Then I notice here's a long wire. And at the top here, there's a little cap.
Yeah.
And
well,
the thing is sticking down. What's
yeah, okay.
that for?
Well, first of all.
Can I take it off for you?
Sure.
Okay.
This is called a protector cap. That's just to keep anybody from poking their eye on the.
I see.
On the.
And the little key there?
Well, this is to start.
Yeah.
The launcher thing, right?
This is to stop the reactor!
Here, and it won't launch unless you have that key in there.
I see. Safety precaution.
Right. And then to launch it, you just push the button.
Now, then there are some safety precautions, too, about actually firing.
Right. Well, first of all, you should be launching in a big, clear field mm-hmm. with no trees or anything in it. Have a deflector pad, because unless you're in a big dirt pit, because what will happen is the flames will just go straight down and burn the grass and start a fire. Clear all people from the area because
yeah, I mean, those Estes rockets,
are completely reliable. But
I mean,
they
man, they used to
reliable.
Make all sorts of
if your rocket
model,
doesn't go
rocket
off,
kits,
never go near
shit.
It. Just wait a minute, 3 minutes, so on, because the rocket might be stalling or the igniter might be malfunctioning or stuff
Clean.
Like that. So you really have to be careful. If
How
it
about wind?
Go off. Yeah, you gotta launch on a calm day because the rocket will drift.
Do these two.
And also, it's good to have some trackers to stand at fixed positions and watch the rocket, because rockets really get lost easily if they
okay,
drift.
Okay, well, this one's going to how far?
Well, there's different kinds of engines, mm-hmm. A, B, C, and D's. This is an A84.
Yeah.
Now, the 8 in there stands for an 8-second delay.
Oh, I see.
So what it's going to do
is... Dude, this kid is a rocket
this
master.
This A engine is one of the weakest,
okay.
So it's only going to launch at maybe 200, 300 feet at the maximum 400.
Okay, you're ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, let's
okay,
go get it
fucking...
set up.
Okay.
We're going at this. How about that spot, Jason?
Perfect. Dirt and everything.
Good.
Okay.
Dirt.
Yeah, let me hold that for you.
Okay, I'll hook the alligator clips up.
I hate it when they switch to those solar igniters. What a piece of shit.
There.
The igniter in there, okay?
Clean.
Perfect.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now we move to the conditioning
go.
Stage.
There you go.
Okay, I've got the key in now. The light's on.
The light's on?
Yeah.
Okay, area clear all around?
Nobody's here.
Like
okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
A little t-shirt.
Scraps.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire! Look at her go. Beautiful.
Hits an airplane.
Congratulations. Beautiful launch.
Shoots
Jason.
Down some Falcon, some rare Falcon. Oh, shit. This kid did it, not me.
Tennis, have you ever bent glass?
No, but I think that would be really neat.
Well,
to
here's
do
some
that.
Glass and we'll bend it. But first, I think you ought to find out something
drunk?
About the unusual properties of glass.
First of all,
what's a solid?
A solid? Well, this glass is a solid.
It keeps it shape, in other words.
Yeah, it can't
flow around all over the place. No. While a liquid?
Liquid will, say if you dropped a drop of water on here, it would move around.
Yes, if you put it into a glass.
Loaded.
Yeah, it would cover the bottom.
This girl.
Well, glass is really a liquid that's solid. See, scientifically, when they define a solid, it's usually made of crystalline material. Could be a combination of many crystals, but it's usually crystalline. Glass is not crystalline. It's what they call amorphous, means all the same material, but all sort of mixed
amorphous
up.
Amorphous is also a sweet heavy metal band.
So if you would melt chocolate or other kinds of solid, there's usually a definite melting point at which it melts, you know, it changes.
Oh, yeah.
Ice is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
If you start warming up ice at 0 Celsius, it turns to water. So it has a definite melting point. Glass, on the other hand,
I can't
hand,
be the only one who thinks this chick
as you
is
heat
grown.
It up, it gets softer and softer and softer. Because a liquid that can't flow.
Oh.
Very unusual material. Let's bend some.
Okay.
Now notice when you have, here, you want to hold it in the end of the flame.
Okay.
Just like that. A good example of a solid is an ice cube.
Yeah.
Right? And a good example of a liquid is water. And you notice that ice has a definite melting point.
Yeah.
Right? At zero, if you add any more heat, it'll start to melt.
Yeah.
Well, glass is not like that. It does not have a definite melting point. In fact, it gets softer and softer and softer as you heat it up. So try to hold
see
it right like that.
Okay.
Go
you see the little orange part?
Yeah.
Okay, that means it's beginning to get hot. Okay.
So gross.
So just hold it right there, and when you see the tip of it bend, then you know that it's a liquid that's getting softer and softer and softer.
Yeah, it's starting to melt.
Yeah. Hold it right there. I'll push on it a little bit.
Yeah, it's beginning to bend
now. See how it's beginning to bend?
Yeah.
Okay, keep holding it in there because we'll get it soft enough so that I can reach in there with the pliers. And I'll pull on it. You hold the other end.
Okay.
Definitely don't grab that with your hand.
Keep pulling. Now it's really getting... Here it
stretching.
Goes.
It's really stretching now.
Jesus
hold that
Christ.
I'm going to turn out the torch.
Cornyn used to have a plant in upstate New York.
Very,
you could watch them make
fine,
glass.
Thin
oh, dude, that's
thread.
Cool. I'd love to
solid
watch
glass. Because glass is really a liquid in solid form. You ever heard a sound like this before?
Yes, I have.
Ever heard a sound like this before?
That sounds like a spoon vibrating because I have it hung on the end of a string, right? Now, I have the other end of the string. First, I was holding it with my fingers. Now, I have the other end of the string through a hole in the bottom of this plastic glass. See? There's a knot on the other end. Now, I'll wrap it again. Listen.
It was louder than before.
Yeah, why?
Well, because your fingers were blocking the vibrations of the string.
Conditioned.
And it wasn't letting the vibrations to spread out, so it would make a louder noise.
Well, that's partly true, but now the vibrations are going all the way up here.
Rivermaster, it's going down, dude.
The plastic glass and making the whole glass vibrate. So it's considerably louder. What do you suppose would happen if you took this ear and stuck it right there in the glass?
Yeah, stuck it right there in this glass.
It's very loud.
Yeah, try it again.
Okay.
Here, stick it right in this glass.
Almost hurt your ears? It's so loud?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like, no, well, it didn't almost hurt my ears. I can't hear now.
Vibrating the bottom of a container like
great
this.
Great, Clark. She's done.
Is the principle behind probably one of the most famous of all amateur scientist experiments, the tin can telephone. You've made one of those, haven't you?
Yes,
yeah. You tie a string between two tin cans and talk to people. Well, this is my modern inversion, made of plastic. And it works better than the tin can because the plastic can vibrate a lot easier. You know how to do it. Tie a knot in one end of the string, put a hole in the bottom of the thing, usually with a hot nail or something like that. carefully now because you don't want to burn yourself.
Yeah.
And then you run the string and do the same thing at the other end. And you know how to talk on radio phones when only one person can talk at a time?
Yeah.
When you say over and out and things like that? All right. Let's try. Because over here, see over there is the glass.
Like a radio phone?
Take it and go way over to the other side of the room. And I'll go way over on this side. Out the door, even. Now you got to hold the string nice and tight, and back up just a little more, okay? And hold the glass like. Can you hear me now? Okay. Let me talk first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What did I say? Over.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What did I say? Over.
Okay. Anybody you'd like to call over?
Yeah, I would like to call Donnie Chow over.
Okay. If you had him on the other end, what would you say? Over.
Please fuck you, stupid asshole.
Hang up and please ring again. You've got the wrong number.
You're a great tease. Over and out.
Another booth.
You're going to be the engineer of a 100-car freight train that weighs more than 1,700 tons.
Dude, that'd be cool.
You could learn by riding along with an experienced
Donnie
engineer
Chow.
Until he felt you were ready to take the throttle. Or you could learn by driving Southern Pacific's engine number 8799. With you at the throttle and an instructor watching, you start out and go 100 miles or so. Even if you made every mistake possible, there's no danger to you, the instructor, or anyone else, because engine 8799 doesn't travel 100 miles or even 1 foot. In fact, it isn't a train at all, but a giant model
Thanks,
train,
King Dinosaur.
A simulator that works exactly like a real one to train engineers. Look out the front window. You see a widescreen color motion picture taken along the actual tracks. Look out the side window. You see the roadbed flashing by. Like a real train, the cab itself rocks and sways, activated
no,
by
you
special
can just go on
hydraulic
train
machine.
Simulator on your Xbox.
All the controls and
all
instruments work the way
bucks.
They would if they were in a real locomotive. When you push the throttle, a computer is programmed to reproduce the look, sound, and feel of an engine pulling 100 freight cars. The instructor can also program emergencies. This student has just lost air pressure, so he can't apply the brakes. The engine simulator, built by McDonnell Douglas, is less expensive than the real thing and speeds up the training of engineers. Even if you don't become a railroad engineer, it's likely that at some time in your life you'll learn to do a complicated job by practicing in a realistic computerized training simulator like engine number 8799. Stacy, here's a quick little puzzle for you.
Boop.
I want
Last
you to pick
boop.
Up the rope on the Done. Desk with okay. one end in each hand. Okay?
Yeah.
Now tie a knot in the middle of the rope. You let go. You let go. You can't let go.
Okay.
You can't let go!
I'm gonna play
not, when you go to put it in the center of the rope, watch what happens.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
No, it's not anymore.
Now, this little puzzle is based on the principle of many puzzles, which is to follow instructions carefully, but they base the puzzle on the fact that you do something in everyday life sort of in one way.
Right.
If you were gonna tie a knot in the rope, what would you do?
Well, I'd pick up both ends.
Yeah, and then you let go one end and do it like that.
Right.
But the rules say that you can't let go. So if you have the rope sitting like that, remember my instructions were, I said, pick up the rope, end in each hand. But I didn't say anything about the fact that you could tie a knot in your arms before you picked it up.
I don't understand.
Fold your arms.
Oh, I see now. So if I went like this.
There you are.
Here's the knot.
Tennis, you've rubbed a balloon and stuck it to things, right? And it's
yeah.
clings, yeah, like that?
Mm-hmm.
What makes it stick like that?
Static electricity.
What does that mean, static electricity?
Well, it means that something is being drawn toward an object that has static electricity on it.
Yes, but that is not what the word static electricity means.
Oh.
Static means stationary, can't move. And when you rub a balloon, especially on wool or fur, but paper also works,
mm-hmm.
you actually are rubbing electrons from the paper onto the balloon. And because the balloon is a non-conductor, the electrons stay right where you put them instead of flowing all around. So that's why it's called static electricity.
Oh, okay.
And when you rub the electrons on and then you push it against something like that, they push electrons away from your face.
Oh.
And that's why it sticks.
Yeah, I can sort of feel
it
on my face.
You can feel it a little bit?
Yeah.
Now, if you rub it real good, you can see where the static charge is by holding it over this stuff right here, which is unflavored gelatin. Watch.
Mmm.
I'll get it all around here like this.
Oh.
See, that's where the static charge is. See how it'll fly off every once in a while, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because they pick up electrons and then are repelled.
Oh.
Now, once you got the gelatin here, you can rub the balloon real good and hold it down over the gelatin.
Come on and eat
you'll
some
see little stalagmites
gelatin.
And stalactites. You know what they are?
No.
Well, in caves, you know, where the long things
She's
hang
no,
down?
She, even if she did know,
well, that's
she wouldn't
the sort of thing you can do with,
drunk off her ass.
With unflavored gelatin. And the static charge on a balloon. Jason, we've looked at a lot of different parts of a computer, but we haven't really talked about a printer. And a printer is a very important part of it.
Yeah.
In fact, the computer goes so fast that sort of the typewriters won't work anymore. Remember how a typewriter worked?
Yeah.
Push
a key for all letters.
And then up came a hammer and found it on the paper, and then it came back again. You had to push another one. Well, today, they've got better typewriters than that. They have a ball, for example, that spins around. But today, there are sort of, two basic types of computer printers. One of them uses a variation of called a daisy wheel.
And here
you can see why it's called a daisy wheel. Doesn't that look like a little daisy?
Yeah.
Okay. And around the outside are little fingers, little petals of the daisy, and on end of each one of those is a letter.
It's rusty as shit.
So that this can spin back and forth very quickly, and then
Things
when it gets in the right
sir.
Position,
like
a hammer comes from behind and pokes it.
So I remember we used to have this word processor.
Right.
The word
so now you have much less moving parts, and it can go at a fairly high speed.
Built-in printer.
So that's one kind.
And it
that
used
makes
a daisy
sort of what they call
like
letter quality, using a daisy wheel of some kind.
Print.
Then the other one is called dot matrix.
So you can hit two
and here I have a matrix. There's five spaces
really,
in this direction,
matrix,
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven in that direction. And I have formed the letter A with these little red balls. Now, the little red balls stand for wires. So when the computer sends a signal, it says, push this wire, that wire, this wire, this wire, this wire, this wire, this wire, to print the letter A. Okay, now we want the letter B, so you rearrange the little wires.
I think was like the best.
Here are more wires over here if you need them.
Still love them because even though there are more, I don't really know if it's more mechanical parts. They're expensive though, like the Okadata, like the dot matrix printers, whatever. Now they're expensive as shit.
There.
Like, dude,
okay,
all
now
you
poke that series
text.
Of wires, and this
no, everything now
means
has
that
to
the
be
computer
laser
can go very, very quickly because it sends a signal up to the print head to print each one of those wires in whatever form that it's called for the character. Now, in fact, I've got it all set up. Come on over here and take a look at this. You hold that switch down right there.
All right.
Yeah,
and I can turn on the printer, and it's now going to print every one of the wire combinations that's in the printer.
Okay, I'm holding it down.
Okay, now let go.
Here they come.
Some of them aren't letters.
No, they have all kinds of graphic symbols, too.
Yeah.
Notice it's printing in both directions, too.
Yeah. Backwards and forwards.
So that's how you gain a lot more speed by using printers that are designed specifically to work with computers.
It's a similar form for instruments that you play on. I feel like the little pianos.
You're getting pretty good at that, Stacy.
Yes.
What makes the marble go round?
Well, there's a little dip in the paper plate at the edge, and then
dude,
the marble's forced to that, and then I just give it a little push and it starts.
And it starts round, okay. Using the same kind of paper plate, here's a little puzzle for you.
Okay.
Going to do the same thing. Give the marble a push like this so it's going around the edge of the plate. What will happen when the marble comes to where there is no more plate? Will it go off like that? Will it go straight like that? Or will it continue to curve like that?
I think it will curve, but not go back onto the paper plate.
Why do you think that?
They do have matching colors.
Because the paper plate is
curved. I bet you they were
right
ironed.
Mm-hmm. So it should
with stars
curve.
And curve.
Yeah.
Okay. You watch what happens to it.
Okay.
Iron clothes do smell really good. How come? Though.
Whoops, I gave it a little too much of a bump.
Oh,
you
gave
side.
It too much stick.
Yes, it went straight.
But it curved just a little bit.
Well, not really. It's supposed to go absolutely straight. Have you ever heard of the rule that when something is traveling, it will continue to travel in a straight line unless some kind of force moves it out of the straight line?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, that's
you could use those
standard physical law for anything that's in motion.
It's a battle collar.
Why does the marble curve? You told me that before. Because the edge of the plate was pushing it, right? Okay, when you don't have the edge of the plate to push it anymore.
And there's nothing to make it curve.
Nothing to make it curve, so it's going to go straight.
Oh.
Now, that same idea, we're going to try with this.
It's a gun.
Okay.
See, here's a piece of pipe.
Yeah?
All
and
all
the
this shit.
String, and the other end, there's a spool. Here, you hold that.
All right.
If you drop it down, it's much heavier, right?
Yes.
Yet you and I are going to work it out so that spool will support this great big weight.
How?
Based on that same idea.
How?
All we need is a pair of scissors. And come on outside. Let's go. I'll show you how it works.
Okay.
Actually, I'm fascinated with this one. What the fuck? I'm into this. It says me slightly flummoxed.
Okay, Stacy, that ought to be good enough.
Okay.
Now you're right-handed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here, take this in your right hand. And hold this weight in your left hand.
Okay.
Okay, now, see if you can get the spool spinning above your head in a horizontal circle, and then let go of the weight.
Okay.
Okay.
There.
Go. What's happening?
Well, just a minute.
Look how nice that park
looks. The spool is keeping the weight up.
Yes, in spite of the fact, remember we said the spool is not nearly as heavy as
flat
the
iron
isn't.
And
the weight.
Parchment paper now, to iron collars.
How did that compare to the marble?
Yeah,
where's the marble?
See why you couldn't.
The spool's the marble.
Right. And where's the plate?
Work.
The string's the plate?
Yes, the string is the plate. Now, remember when we cut the plate off?
It'd be a better weapon if you just swung the metal.
The marble went
around.
At a straight line. Well, this time, this is no longer going to be the marble. This is going to be a satellite.
Okay.
And what's going to hold the satellite into orbit?
The gravity.
Gravity, which is represented by the string, right?
Right.
Actually, this weight. Gravity pulling down on it.
Oh, okay.
Now, in a real satellite, if you want to launch it and get it to go outer space, you give it enough force to get out of the force of gravity. In this case, we can cut the force of gravity right there, can't we?
With the scissors in your back pocket?
Right, take the scissors out.
Okay, I can see why you didn't want to do this in the house.
Yes, it could fly around and break a window.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get rid of the force of gravity?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to the spool?
I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to go in a straight line.
Right, okay, cut it.
Ha-ha!
Over there.
Hit some poor dude just being peaceful in the park. This Canadian bastard just fucking hits him with a fucking wooden spool in the face. Travesty. You ever some Paul Zaza? God, that's good.
Fish.
think that on screen right there, I think that's Bill Paxton. Should MTV ever decide to play music videos again, let them start with this masterpiece. It is a true masterpiece, not gonna lie. Yeah, I think it's Bill Paxton. Not joking. Let's see. No, it was like when he was very early on in his career. And yeah. Bill Paxton, who died Saturday at 61, is best known. But when he was a struggling actor, he directed a music video for Fish Heads. I said, God, will you give me a chance to make it? Because I've been making short films. That summer, I kind of put the whole thing together. The video cost around $2,000, featured a budding actor holding a party attended only by fish heads, watering a garden blooming with fish heads, and taking a fish head out to see a movie. Paxton was dedicated to the film, even picking out each fish head personally. He picked them out from the Santa Monica Fish Market and kept them in his freezer till they literally fell apart, and then we bought more. Yeah, dude. It's Bill Paxton. Hey, Chris Tuck, can you ban that person, please? But yeah, that was his first thing was fucking, thank you, by the way, was his first thing. Just for that, I will gift / grant you. Wait, he listened to it in his car? What? Fucking ripoff scan. Fucking fuck that shit. Fucking idiot. I'll give that video $1,000.
You poured yourself a megapint.
Red wine. a megapint.
A megapint. Still remember when that court case was like, everybody was into that watching it. Even Dan Dastardly and all the guys from fucking England were just huge into that. Chris says, a pint is 16 ounces. So anything bigger than that is technically considered a megapint. I get a megapint glass. Usually I drink a megapint of sparkling water, which isn't anywhere near as fun as a megapint of red wine. Does anybody else have any non-copyright goofball stuff they want to see? Other than the nipple sky video. Let's wreck England. Just trying to think if there was another video I recently saw. Nothing's coming to mind. So I think that will probably do it. It's probably going to do it. Let's go back to the host scene. Yeah, we should be here Monday. I don't see any necessary reason why we wouldn't be at this point, although you never know. So we will be back here on Monday. As you very well may know, that is Devil's Night in Detroit. But yeah, we're moving up on Halloween being Tuesday. So get all your little costumes and spooks and goblins and everything else up and ready over there. So that's going to do it for tonight. Thank you so much to everybody that stopped by. You're all fantastic. I love you all. Let's see. King Dinosaur will be in Mexico. When you're down there, you should get some Patron Botas. Those are those cowboy boots. You should see if they have a store, if you can find them. For the price, they're fucking incredible. Get yourself a brand new pair of cowboy boots. But let's go ahead and raid over to one of our friends. Let's see who's around that we haven't raided over to in a little bit. I don't like that the raid list, when I do this, when you go over to the raid list, it fucking only shows you like a selection of the people that you know that are live. It doesn't show you everybody that is live. Meow the cat looks lonely. There's nobody else in his chat that I can see right now. So why don't we go ahead and say hello to Mr. Meow Meow. And yeah, you can keep him company. If it's time for you to go to bed, then go to bed. I'm probably going to go to bed fairly soon. But this way, again, if you're bored, lonely, you want to play his chat commands, you want to redeem some shit and make him do workouts, you can do all that. You can do all that and more. But as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. Make sure you get yourselves some rest, and we will see you again next time.